WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board met behind closed doors for 4.5 hours last night discussing the contract of Superintendent Tommy Wallace. The special meeting took place after Wallace went on personal leave, which Board President Doug Wonenberger says began a week ago last Tuesday at Wallace's request. Wonenberger was asked to respond to concerns from parents and students about the superintendent's status.
We still have the same issue that it's a personal matter that I can't discuss. So if they can wait until our next meeting, then we should have some clarification on that.
Wonenberger would not say whether Wallace participated by phone or computer. Joining the six members in the closed-door meeting were the district's in-house and external lawyers and Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke, who is in charge while Wallace is gone. Wonenberger would not say when Wallace would return. The next opportunity for the board to discuss Wallace's contract is next Monday at their regularly scheduled noon meeting. Dr. Wallace has not responded to requests for a comment about his absence. A teacher at Rutter High School has been placed on leave by the Bryan School District following a student's allegation of being assaulted. That's after an investigation by Bryan Police resulted in no injuries and no one being arrested. Sergeant Ryan Bona says reports that the student was choked are incorrect. Bona says the student and her guardian have 10 days to decide if they want to file a Class C misdemeanor assault complaint in Bryan Municipal Court.
If they do submit it within the 10 days, then it's given to a member of the municipal court who looks at it, determines whether or not there's enough information to go to trial.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the student is in school. The teacher is on leave until their investigation is completed and Child and Protective Services has been notified. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office makes a plea agreement with a Washington County man who admits he repeatedly kicked and stomped his girlfriend's head in a Texas A&M parking lot more than 2 years ago. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Chad Smith of Burton was sentenced to 10 years for injuries that included exposing the woman's skull. Smith has been in jail since shortly after the assault in June 2014 outside the Poultry Science Headquarters building. According to the arrest report, Smith beat the woman after she took too much time to get to him after he ran out of gas. 85 homes have been built in Bryan this year where builders don't have to pay for permits and other fees. An update on the third year of Bryan's Home Builders Incentive Program was given at this week's City Council workshop. The city has waived $120,000 in fees to 37 builders of homes between 2,200 and 3,000 square feet, or an average value of $238,000. Councilman Rafael Pina called for incentives to build smaller homes. Mayor Jason Byinski suggested working with the city's community development office to target neighborhoods that would otherwise have manufactured housing.
I hear people all the time calling me wanting to put manufactured housing here. I mean, I hear it in the real estate business. That, in the long run, 10, 15 years from now, council members, is not going to be a desirable product for our citizens, but something that might appreciate, you know, even if it is a 1,200 square foot home that's stick and brick, is going to be better than a manufactured home.
The council was also told the value of all new building activity in Bryan this year has topped $183 million. That's an increase of $54 million from last year. That's due to increases in single and multifamily residential construction. WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's 64 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby Airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
It's Karistan month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
they're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor and Brian, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will continue to build in from the north, and this system will be responsible for sunshine. It's also going to push somewhat cooler temperatures our way. Be a whole lot more comfortable to be out now than it was earlier last week. Highs today should be somewhere between 80 and 85. We're clear overnight, comfortable, 55 to 60. Sunny tomorrow with highs of 80 to 85. Clear tomorrow night, a low around 60. Sunshine for Saturday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report. Navasota looks for its first win of the season as they face Bryan High tonight. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers took down the Brewers at home while the Astros lost to Seattle. And the Cowboys' Dez Bryant has a hairline fracture in his knee. How will it affect his season? All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, this has been the week for everybody, and it's not even over yet.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Beer Day, is that right? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, drink mm-hmm. a beer day.
Okay. And then, of course, today is International Coffee Day.
Yahoo!
So there, we'll talk about coffee, your habits in drinking coffee, what's good about coffee, what's bad about coffee, and all the other things that are threatening our very existence. And, you know, sometimes they tell us about this and sometimes they don't. If I can dig this story up from earlier this week, we didn't have time to do it. There apparently is yet another giant asteroid or something that's headed this way.
Oh, no!
You know what? If I'm going to go out, it's going to be with an asteroid, so it's fine.
Well, and the thing is, you got a lot of company then, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But then there are these other things that don't do you in quickly. They do you in over time. And while barely does a day go by that we don't have some story about if you will do this over a long period of time, then you will live longer or live better or whatever. But now we're finding out, and this from the American Medical Association, they have adopted an official policy statement about streetlights. Streetlights. The statement, adopted unanimously in a convention that they had in Chicago, comes in response to the rise of the new LED street light that's sweeping America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, some people have LEDs in their homes. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They finally got to the point where they're pretty affordable, too. Didn't used to be, but now I think I saw a bulb you can put in now that's like $6.
Okay. Yeah,
it's supposed to last forever and all that kind of stuff. And the intensity of the light is very noticeable. Now, in the big cities, what they've been using is basically lights that almost gave a yellow look. And by putting these LEDs in, it's more a bright look, a white look.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it seems to illuminate things better. But like everything else, they want to minimize the potential harmful human health effects and environmental effects.
Yeah.
And since municipalities have been replacing their existing streetlights with these efficient and long-lasting LEDs, well, they're saving money, but it could be that it's not going to be good for us.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, okay, so the first light bulb that Edison invented is still working. You know, I mean, light bulbs go out because of what's called manufactured obsolescence.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, now they're just it's like another tool that they're using to, you know, drive up profits.
Well,
in the name of you know, conservation, in the name of you know, environmentalism.
What they're saying is that this light is apparently damaging our retinas. Okay, so we're all going to be walking around like zombies in a few years because of that, I guess. And the color temperature, if you will, is also part of a problem when compared to incandescents, these LEDs. And what that does is it may mess up our circadian rhythm. Okay, so we're going to be waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning in a few years, thinking it's time to go to work. We're going to be going to bed at 7 o'clock at night after the Luby special because, you know, it's time to go to bed.
Sure.
So I'm just letting you know that that's out there, and there's nothing you can do about it because the cities don't care. They want to save money, and the LED lights, well, they just may not be safe.
Yeah.
Know anybody who ever had a BlackBerry?
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Let's grab a call. Yes.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Thank you.
Music Thursday.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, my dad had a BlackBerry.
Okay, and the thing is, and I can remember the first person I knew who had one was a Jay Sokol. I think he was with City of Bryan at that time. And the thing is, it really was revolutionary.
Right.
I mean, it really did change your world because you could actually communicate with that. It had the little raised buttons like a typewriter. I mean, it from a tactile standpoint, it was pretty ingenious, and a lot of people really liked them. And a matter of fact, President Obama was a big BlackBerry user.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Didn't figure we'd mention them in the same sentence. Yeah, but that's something they do have.
It was like a story when she finally had to get rid of her BlackBerry because she's always seen and pictured on and photographed on her phone.
Sure.
So, I mean, it was constant in all of her photos.
Now, do you know when she ditched that?
It was like this year.
Okay.
I think she obviously probably had multiple phones,
sure,
including, you know, an iPhone or something else, the more advanced at this point.
Right.
But I remember seeing the story in the last year that she finally had to, like, kill it.
I guess that's it. That's the tipping point because BlackBerry is giving up production of his phone.
And now, Scott, you said you didn't think that you'd be mentioning Obama and Kim Kardashian in the same sentence,
right,
but come on, the way that Obama plays up pop culture,
yeah,
I mean, that's definitely easily put together.
It could happen.
Yeah.
The company says they are going to outsource the production of the hardware development to two Asian partners. To give you an idea, Apple sold 40-plus million iPhones last quarter. 40 million. BlackBerry sold 400,000. So it ain't even a moneymaker right now. So we'll see. The company, which was once worth $80 billion, now worth $4 billion, which is still pretty good money, but not when you've been worth 80.
Yeah.
When was the last time we had a Selena Gomez story? It's been so long.
Yeah, it has been
a while.
I know.
What's going on?
Well, Selena is now the first Instagram user to have 100 million followers.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. And it wasn't anything that she did to get there.
She's been leading for a while.
Yeah? Hasn't posted anything for a month on social media.
Really?
Wow.
Says she's taking a break so that her fans and followers, who are called Selenators. Decided, whatever.
Oh, that's
great. Decided to start a campaign to put her over the top. So there you go.
Well, yeah, because now they're like, the first post she does make, it's going to be, you know, huge news.
Yeah.
When you take a break, your first post back has got to be killer.
I know. I can't wait.
I know. I'm gonna go follow her right now and increase it to what, 100,001 followers?
You know, a million. 100 million.
100 million
yeah.
in one?
Now, okay. You talk about a prop bet. Yeah. What is Selena's first Instagram post going to be? Taylor Swift has 91 million and Beyonce has 85 million.
Oh, man, I'm just so shy of that.
All right, just below it. And let's see, Jennifer Lopez. She
J-Lo.
Signed up to be a judge in the new NBC reality competition series called World of Dance. World of Dance. Oh, she's producing it, too.
Oh, of course.
The show will feature solo artists competing against duos and crews in all genres of dance, including hip-hop, crumping.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay, all right. Popping, locking, tap, ballet. I know. I'm saying these words like I know what I'm talking about. Breakdancing, ballroom dancing, and clogging and stomping as well.
Ooh, hey, hey. All sorts of things.
Prize,
very nice.
Big prize will be $1 million.
Whoa. So,
yeah,
where does this money come from?
Well,
not like donate it to something?
It's that advertising thing, and the deal is the production doesn't cost anything because you just get these rookies out there.
Yeah.
So.
You don't
got to pay actors or anything?
Nope,
yeah.
Nope, that's it. That's how they make their money. All right, a Seattle area driver pulled over for using the carpool lane. You know, that's not unusual. But they had a fake human passenger in there.
Okay, of course.
That's not unusual. What's unusual was it was a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump.
Because that's not going to draw attention.
No, not at all. That hair. Yeah.
No, not at all. Oh, here, wait. Maybe we don't even have to worry about the LED lighting, okay? Because apparently 9 out of 10 people in the world live in areas with excessive air pollution that is contributing to strokes, heart attack, and lung cancer. So
we're all going to die.
We're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
Do you understand? 9 out of 10 people. So that means that if nobody around here is breathing air that's excessively polluted, everybody is someplace else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense? Makes sense? I guess. And also, this is, but it's worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening in countries far away from here where things are not nearly as wonderful as they are here.
But, you know, we've got no hope.
We don't.
It's coming here soon.
All right. Yeah. Now, I'm going to wait till the next half hour to talk coffee facts.
Okay.
But, I mean, think about how many.
We've got to give it, like, some real good time.
How many cups of coffee have you already had today? How many more are you going to have today? How long do you drink coffee during the day? Actually, I actually went and purchased a cup of coffee yesterday, and I don't
really
know why. I don't know why.
Huh.
But it sounded like a good thing.
Okay. Did you enjoy it?
It was all right. just if you want to know, those of us who are outliers, 1 million people a morning drink Coca-Cola for their caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
1 million people a morning
I believe
drink
that.
Coca-Cola.
Wow.
For their, well, you know, it's a little bit more interesting.
I just feel like even when I was a soda drinker, I don't know if I drank it that often in the morning.
Yeah. Well, again, it's if
I take that back. I did.
Okay. Yeah.
You're invited to the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2016 Trotter Lecture Thursday, September 29th at 7 p.m. in Rutter Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, John Lennox, professor of mathematics at Oxford University, and an emeritus fellow in mathematics and philosophy of science at Green Templeton College, and Timothy Spector, head of the Department of Genetic Epidemiology and Twin Research at King's College London and director of the Twins UK Registry. Lennox's talk, God, Science, and the Nature of Explanation, will argue the false this is the widespread idea that holding a high view of science and belief in God are incompatible. Lennox will also suggest ways in which science and biblical theism may profitably interact. Spector's talk, What Twins Reveal About the Science of Faith, will draw from his two decades of research on identical twins to demonstrate that even real-life clones with the same upbringing turn out to be very different. Spector asserts that contrary to recent scientific teaching, nothing is completely hardwired or preordained. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 7:26. Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Hey, going to have another nice day today, pretty much like yesterday. Actually, maybe a little nicer because the breezes will be up 5 to 15 miles an hour today. Same thing for tonight. And then tonight, we're going to be down right around 57 or so is what they're saying. And then do the same thing for tomorrow. Temperatures gradually move up to the 80s, but we're going to stay with north winds, which will make it pretty pleasant, looks like, all the way through the weekend. And right now we're looking at 66 degrees outside.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile, and the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $20 after mail-in rebate on X2 Power car and truck batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Well, the drive-by media is awash with stories about Alicia Machado. Hillary mentioned her in the first debate. She's now exploiting her in a political ad. Machado won the 96 Miss Universe contest and then gained a lot of weight during her reign. She claims that Trump called her Miss Piggy back then. She says that Trump's remarks gave her depression and an eating disorder. Sounds like she already had one. Turns out there's more to her biography that somehow didn't make it into the drive-by media or in the Clinton ad. Now, according to a 1998 AP story, a judge in Machado's Venezuela accused her of threatening to kill him. The judge had indicted her boyfriend for attempted murder. The victim's family accused her of driving the getaway car, but she was not indicted. Now, be clear, I'm not attacking Ms. Machado. I'm just looking at the record. The only point I'm making is this. The drive-by media does Hillary's dirty work. They hit her opponents, and they ignore whatever doesn't fit the narrative, as in this case. They also turn a blind eye to the vile Clinton record. Let's talk 1996 then, also known as the era of Monica. Let's go back and look at Hillary's behavior toward women abused by her husband, shall we? The drive-bys ignore Hillary smearing women as bimbos and stalkers. Don't forget.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to identity theft, it's a real jungle out there. There are so many ways it can happen. Credit card fraud is just one way. Someone could file fake tax returns in your name or use your social security number to open a bank account. Thank goodness there's LifeLock. Their proprietary technology detects a wide range of identity threats. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only monitors changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. And if you have a problem, one of their dedicated U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock helps fix identity theft issues. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH15 to save 15% on your membership. 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH15, save 15%. The offer ends October 30th.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace has been out of the office for 9 days. That was one of the questions that School Board President Doug Wunnenberger answered following last night's closed-door meeting, which lasted 4.5 hours.
He was not at our meeting on Monday night, so Tuesday, I suppose, was his first day not at work. He left on Monday not feeling well.
Other questions were not answered because it's a personnel item.
Dr. Wallace, part of the conversation by telephone and or online.
I really can't comment on that.
Is there a date that Dr. Wallace has indicated that he will return?
No, I can't make a comment on that.
Wunnenberger says Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke is in charge. Dr. Roeke joined the 6 board members, the district's in-house lawyer, and an outside attorney last night. No action was taken, and the next opportunity for the board to resume discussing the superintendent's contract is Monday at their regularly scheduled noon meeting. Dr. Wallace has not responded to requests for comment about his absence. A Rudder High School student says she was assaulted by a teacher. The Bryan Police Department has completed their investigation with making no arrests. The teacher has been placed on leave by the Bryan School District until their investigation is completed. Bryan Police Sergeant Ryan Bona says no one was injured, and incorrect information about that led the department to issuing a news release.
There were people saying that the teacher had actually choked or strangled the student. And we obviously don't want that misinformation to be out in the public.
Bona says their investigation ended after giving the student and her guardian an application to file a Class C misdemeanor complaint in Bryan Municipal Court.
Basically, it's a document where they're allowed to write down the incident in their own words. They present that to Bryan Municipal Court, who looks at the merits of the case to determine whether or not there's enough information to proceed on with a court case.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the student is in school and Child and Protective Services has been notified of the incident. Domestic violence in a Texas A&M parking lot, which put a woman in the hospital, results in a 10-year prison sentence. The plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office included Chad Smith admitting to repeatedly kicking and stomping his girlfriend's head, causing her skull to be exposed. The 41-year-old Burton man has already served 2 years of the punishment because he's been in jail since shortly after the June 2014 attack. According to the arrest report, Smith ran out of gas in the parking lot outside the Poultry Science Headquarters building. The woman was beaten after he thought she took too long to get to him. After the attack, they drove to a convenience store where she yelled at a clerk to call police and he ran away. Construction activity in the city of Bryan is up $54 million compared to the first 8 months of last year. One reason is the third year of an incentive program to build homes between 2,200 and 3,000 square feet. The city council was told this week that 85 homes built this year have a combined value of more than $13 million, or an average of $238,000. Frank Clark of the city's Economic Development Office says they're looking at extending the incentive of waiving fees to smaller homes in targeted neighborhoods. One of the hurdles is improving city infrastructure.
The lots are available, they're already platted, but there may be other issues that make it cost prohibitive to serve water or sewer, or it may be the street needs to be upgraded or not even built.
Another issue is finding the land to build smaller homes.
We've got some good developers right now, and those guys they're getting lots on the ground as quick as they can. We need lots for that size home. Right now, that is a dilemma.
Through the end of August, $57 million of permits have been issued in Bryan for 262 new homes and renovating another 488 houses. Bryan also has 20 permits for multifamilies of at least 5 units, which have a combined value of almost $33 million. 2 members of the Polish Folk Music Quartet performed at the beginning of this week's Bryan City Council meeting.
I present to you Tekla Klebebnica.
Hosting the group was a Texas A&M professor who most knows Jim Mazurkiewicz.
My name's Jim Mazurkiewicz, and at the invitation of our mayor, Jason Bajenski, who also has Polish roots, we have with you 2 of Europe's finest musicians.
The mayor invited the violinist and accordionist to play the rest of the meeting to keep the atmosphere calm and serene.
This is Carnegie Hall, caliber quality music here in Bryan, Texas.
The group was finishing its third tour of Texas. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 64 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Lacey Hogan with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Here today with your real estate update. It's a great time to both buy and sell. Interest rates are historically low for buyers, and the inventory of homes we have on the market is limited, meaning sellers are getting more money for their properties. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, I'd be happy to help. Call me, Lacey Hogan, at 979-219-0730. List with Lacey. I work where you live.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425 MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit. TTNL Extra expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Brilliant sunshine over the next several days, but more comfortable temperatures as high pressure from the north starts to take a little bit of control away from the Bermuda High and the high over the Gulf of Mexico. All that sun today will push temperatures up to 80 to 85. Overnight, we're clear. We're 55 to 60. Another sunny day in the forecast for tomorrow, 80 to 85. Clear, 60 tomorrow night, and it's sunny Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at your Aggie football report. Tonight, Texas A&M soccer takes on South Carolina. Also in high school football, Brian High faces Navasota. In the MLB, I'll give you a wild card update, but the hopes for that are fading for the Astros as they fell to the Mariners yesterday. Meanwhile, the Rangers move closer to home field advantage after their win against the Brewers. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. We'll have a Tim Tebow story in just a minute, too. Uh-oh. Yeah, we got that going on. So I've known Jim Mazurkiewicz for a long time, and he was a county agent here, a county agricultural agent, and and I don't remember what it was. It was a few years ago. Something I was emceeing something, and I mentioned Jim's name, and somebody said, "No, it's not pronounced that way." And so I went over to him and I said, "You know, how do you want me to say your name?" And he didn't say it the way that he apparently said it at the Bryan City Council meeting. So for all you people who've known Dr. Jim for a long time, this is the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
My name's Jim Mazurkiewicz, and at the invitation of our mayor, Jason Bajenski, who also has Polish roots, we have with you two of Europe's finest musicians.
Yep. So there you go.
Mazurkiewicz.
Yeah, so yeah. There. Okay, anyway.
Man, when those C's and Z's start getting in there, oh, man. Yeah, I had a friend in grad school. She was a Trinikowski.
Okay.
But it was CZ. Those were the first two letters of her last name. But you heard Trinikowski, and oh, man.
Well, there's a family over in Burleson County, and they may have some kin over here, but their name is spelled KRC.
Okay. Oh,
now, where do you go?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Man.
I think it's Kirk, but I'm not sure. Anyway, all right, so... The University of Michigan is launching a new web page that will allow students to update their preferred pronouns so that faculty and administrators never mistakenly use the wrong one. You see, traditionally, English pronouns have been pretty simple. Males use pronouns like he and him. Females use she and her.
Mm-hmm.
But of late, some people who have identified differently reject the idea of this whole gender thing. So they've started to be preferred that they be called they or thon or X.
What?
Yeah. So now Michigan.
I like thon.
Yeah, thon is good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now Michigan is working to accommodate those people and has announced as much in a campus-wide email that came out Tuesday afternoon. The school has just added an additional page to its student web portal that allows students to state what pronoun they want to use.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay.
So, it seems to me that that's just the way that we should do that.
It just,
right?
It sounds like wasted money to me.
No.
Well, you know, if the student wants to take the time to go in there and change it because that's what they want to do, but I don't know how you're going to force teachers to necessarily use specific pronouns per student and give them 4 to 5 different options.
Yeah.
Of course. How selfish of me. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Hello.
Well, I never could get my teachers to address me as your royal highness.
Yeah.
Is that one going to be on there?
That somehow didn't work. No, but they do. Here is the story. They do have guidelines for the faculty members.
Some people apparently are offended by gender-specific pronouns, but it's not a problem at the University of Michigan. They're now allowing students to use they to avoid he or she, or the non-gender-specific z, which according to dictionary.com is occasionally used in place of he or she. Not only will preferred pronouns now appear on class rosters, and professors who accidentally use the wrong pronoun are being told to acknowledge they made a mistake and make sure z don't get it wrong next time.
They have to acknowledge that they made a mistake.
Or else.
That's right. Man.
I like how he threw it in at the end, or Z will have to do this.
Yes. Well, I can remember, I don't know, when I went to college, you kind of didn't want to offend the person who was up there lecturing, you know what I mean?
Right.
But apparently it's the other way around now.
Yeah, no.
And so, that's, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't agree with that.
What? No kidding.
I mean, because teachers are there to spread their knowledge and to make you learn something. And the last thing they need to be doing is worrying about what to call you.
Mm-hmm. But Chelsea,
and whether they're going to offend you or not.
Chelsea.
I'd be happy if my teacher just didn't call me a cuss word.
Yeah. Chelsea, if you're you're just not like those students.
I guess. I'm not like the less than 1%.
That's right. Things have changed.
Call me a minority.
Yeah, there you are. Okay. And we'll talk road rage in a little while, too. But remember that today is International Coffee Day.
Something that makes me happy.
There you are. Now, while you might sip your preferred Java
concoction.
That's good. Okay. Coffee was originally chewed.
Ooh.
I mean, because they'd take the berries and, I mean, just pop in their mouths, and then they'd grind the berries together. They'd add a little animal fat, and then they would roll them into little caffeinated treats that they would eat.
Huh. Kind
of, well, what they were energy boosters.
Right.
I mean, that's what they would use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that instant coffee has been around for nearly 250 years?
Wow.
Yep, making its first appearance in England in 1771, but it would take another 139 years for the first mass-produced instant coffee to be introduced and patented. That was in U.S. America in 1910. The average American spends more than $1,000 on coffee each year. Uh-huh, matter of fact, and some more than that. Okay. Though Finland does not produce any beans of its own, its citizens drink a lot of that stuff. In
wow.
fact, the most of any country in the world.
Hmm.
Interesting, didn't it?
Yeah.
There have been several items to ban, there have been several attempts to ban the beverage completely as
what?
Recently as the 18th century. Governments were trying to eradicate coffee. Among the many reasons for outlawing the beverage was its tendency to stimulate radical thinking.
Uh-oh.
That whole coffee
people are
house
getting
culture.
Crazy.
That's it. Hello.
Yeah, on the pronouns,
yes.
Jack wagon. That covers everything.
Yeah, that pretty much does it.
There you go. I like that.
Yep. All right. 17th century women thought it was turning their men into useless corpses. That's what they said.
No, that's just how they are all the time,
sorry,
ladies.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, the first webcam watched a coffee pot. The first webcam watched a coffee
wow.
pot.
Wow.
Really?
Yes, matter of fact. So there. And it would take 70 cups of coffee to kill a 150-pound person, just in case you care.
Okay, thank goodness.
All right, so there you
go. I never get close to 70.
Now, coffee facts. Now, as far as best-selling ground coffee brands, mm-hmm. number 5 is Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4 is, see, and we don't have that here. We're going
to
have
don't,
one.
But we do have the, well, you can That's buy true. It in a grocery store.
You can, yeah. you mm-hmm. can buy the coffee
Did
there.
You say we're getting one, though?
Yes, yeah, I heard we are, too.
There's going to be a Dunkin' Donuts here.
Yep.
Number 4 is Starbucks. Number 3 is Private Label. Number 2 is Maxwell House, and number 1, selling $1.4 billion a year, is Folgers. Is Folgers. And but if you go into different parts of the country, they have some regional coffees that that'll be kind of that fit what people like. Community coffee, I think, is made over in Beaumont, it's very popular over there. I know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, as far as coffee chains are concerned, Panera Bread's number 3. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 2 is Tim Hortons. They're based in Canada.
Yeah, they're up north.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're certainly not any out in this part of the world. And then it's the Big Green Monster
mm-hmm.
at $17 billion a year.
Wow.
$17 billion a year, making sure that all of the I was going to say.
And they still can't spell your name right.
That's yep. right. They do. And that's part of it. Now, tell us again, what's the deal today where you can get your picture on the cup?
Oh, Snapchat. So if you're a Snapchat user, one of the filters, if you're a Snapchat user, you know what that means. it's you get to be turned into the mermaid that is on the Big Green Monster's logo.
That's it. There you go. So you can share that with your friends forever.
Yay.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Technology continues to come at us like an avalanche. Maybe you've seen the news reports that pop up from time to time about the dangers of electronic media or the addictive nature of video games. I share the same concern as a lot of parents about lengthy screen times for kids. But I don't think technology is all bad. I remember the time I was driving my family from Colorado Springs to Los Angeles. It's about a 20-hour drive. When I was 13 or 14, that trip would have driven me crazy. You can only play the sign game and the license plate game so many times before boredom sets in for good. On this trip, I was worried about my kids and whether or not these two teenagers would be able to manage all that car time. I expected them to be bored out of their minds and get rambunctious or start punching each other in the back seat. Probably about 10 hours into the trip, I looked behind me and was amazed. They were just fine. They had their headphones plugged into the video player and were engrossed in a movie. They had snacks and drinks next to them and couldn't have cared less how much further we had to drive. I remember thinking, it's like they're at a drive-in theater back there. The point is, we don't have to be afraid of our children's technology use. We just have to use wisdom. It's all about teaching them to have good boundaries. And that's what makes technology the useful tool it's intended to be, rather than a dominating force in our children's lives. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hi,
I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 7:51. Well, the Aggie football team takes on South Carolina Saturday, October 1st at 3 p.m. And with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, it's a long road trip for ninth-ranked Aggie football this weekend as the Maroon and White head to Columbia, South Carolina to take on the 2-2 Gamecocks. Coach Kevin Sumlin says there's things about these long road trips that most people may not realize.
Went to Auburn, you know, you take for granted. We had a couple guys never been on planes before. You know, you don't even think about that. So they're looking around. They're not... like, what's wrong with you? You know, they're looking out the window. It didn't help that the plane skipped on the runway on the way back at 3 o'clock in the morning. That didn't help our confidence. Just in case you guys didn't know, we got back at 3. We bounced, and I think we ran out of runway because I looked back up, and we were circling College Station again. So for the guys who never been on a plane before, they're a little bit even more nervous this week.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Sounds like Coach might have picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue. Now, wishing safe travels, of course, for Coach and the guys as they head to Columbia this Saturday. Kickoff is sent for 3 p.m. with broadcast on News Talk 1620, WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, Coach Tom Herman's only loss since taking over at Houston came to UConn last season. As the sixth-ranked Cougars prepare to meet the 2-2 Huskies again tonight, Herman says his team is determined not to let UConn ruin another perfect season. In Texas A&M soccer, the Aggies play a pivotal match tonight when they host the number 5 South Carolina Gamecocks at Ellis Field. The Maroon and White are looking to snap a 2-match losing streak as they battle the Gamecocks, who share the top spot in the SEC standings with Arkansas. That game is tonight at 6 p.m., pregame's at 5:45, and you can catch the game on Willie 1550 a.m. High school football kicks off early tonight as Brian High takes on the Navasota Rattlers. Brian is currently 1-3, looking to gain some momentum. Meanwhile, Navasota is still looking for their first win. That game tonight is at 7 p.m., pregame's at 6:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and Willie 97.7 FM. In the NFL, Dez Bryant has a slight hairline fracture in a bone in his right knee, but Dallas Cowboys coach Jason Garrett says the receiver might not miss a game. Bryant didn't practice Wednesday, the same day the team got back results of an MRI in 3 days after getting hurt in a win over Chicago. We'll see if Dez takes the field as the Cowboys take on the 49ers Sunday, October 2nd in San Francisco at 3:25 p.m. Heading out to Arlington for Major League Baseball.
Swinging a drive. Well hit ball to deep left. Have you done it again, Gomez? Yes, you have. Carlos Gomez with a 3-run home run. It breaks the tie. Rangers now lead 8-5.
Carlos Gomez hit a towering 3-run homer in the 8th inning, and the AL-leading Texas Rangers beat the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5 on Wednesday night for their MLB-best 49th come-from-behind victory. Texas moved closer to home field advantage with a 1.5-game lead over Boston for the best record in the American League after the Red Sox lost earlier Wednesday. The Rangers look to keep the momentum going tomorrow as they take on the Rays at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston,
well hit to left field. Hernandez going back, looking up, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball, into the Crawford boxes. Home run for Robbie Cano. The Mariners have a 3-0 lead.
Robinson Cano hit a 3-run homer in the first inning, and the Seattle Mariners beat the Houston Astros 12-4 Wednesday to keep pressure on the other AL wildcard contenders. Houston dropped 3 games back as its magic number for elimination was cut to 2. The Astros take on the Angels in Anaheim tomorrow at 9:05 p.m. With 5 days left in the 162-game regular baseball season, the American wildcard situation looks like this. The Orioles rallied with two in the ninth to beat Toronto 3-2 to move one game back of the Jays, as Toronto and Baltimore hold the first two wildcard spots, with Detroit one game back. And in the National League, with San Francisco losing 2-0 at home to Colorado last night, the New York Mets have a game and a half lead over San Francisco as those two teams hold the two wild cards. St. Louis fell one game out of the final wild card when the Cards lost 2-1 at home to last place Cincinnati. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
The Veterans Administration offers an aid and assistance pension as part of their benefit program for veterans and their surviving spouses who served during wartime. If the veteran or spouse require regular assistance with daily functions, then they might qualify for this benefit. This veteran benefit is often overlooked by many families of veterans who need monies to pay for home health. This benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation or the number of years a veteran served. A veteran who qualifies with a spouse may be eligible to receive up to $2,120 a month tax-free. The aid and assistance benefit is only one aspect of the VA's improved pension benefit program. You wore the uniform, you're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
All right, happy International Coffee Day!
Yeah. Woohoo!
Maybe you're already jazzed up and ready to go to work.
That's yeah. Fine.
In the meantime, all right, so... there's no headphone jack, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, they're going to fix that. Apple may have killed the headphone jack in that iPhone 7, but a new sleek case is bringing it back.
Ooh.
The makers of the case for the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus just launched an Indiegogo campaign saying they plan to ship in December if they reach their goal.
Mm.
You early bird backers can reserve one for just $49. And I went and looked, and they've got 212 backers right now.
Wow.
How about you just go buy a pair of wireless headphones?
Yeah, I know. One more thing to lose, though.
Yeah, everybody was tweeting stuff about that after it came out, saying, I just looked at these, and I've already lost one.
The case takes the adapter dongle that Apple included and builds it directly into the case, thus restoring your 3.5 head jack.
Yeah,
okay?
But it's got to extend the bottom of your phone by like a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, it has to. Yeah.
Anyway, it also has the extended battery pack, as most cases should, and protects the phone from damage.
It's not a bad idea, but I'm surprised that a bigger company that doesn't need backers hasn't jumped on that already.
Yeah.
Well, you know how many people are out there. I mean, you know how many folks have the product, and
that's a feature.
Even think about like Life Proof, that brand. Those cases are already big or not like big because mm-hmm. they have to protect the phone. You know, Life Proof.
Certainly.
Why isn't somebody like them or OtterBox jump on that before?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it.
Only 212 people there so far. All right. Weather's going to be pretty nice again today.